Deep in the New Jersey Pine Barrens, a 7-year-old Tom Brown Jr. knelt beside an Apache elder named Stalking Wolf, grandfather, learning to decipher the subtle language written in the soil beneath their feet. For 10 intensive years, this 83-year-old medicine man taught Tom an ancient science that most considered lost to history, the art of tracking. Not just following footprints, but reading the landscape like a living document, where every bent blade of grass tells a story. Today, Brown's tracking methods have solved murders, found missing persons, and trained military special forces. What makes his approach revolutionary is the understanding that tracking isn't about superhuman senses. It's about awakening an ancestral awareness that lies dormant in all of us. Growing up on the wilderness edge, I was irresistibly drawn to wild places, while other children gravitated toward town. Everything changed when I met Stalking Wolf, my friend's grandfather, an 83-year-old Apache elder who possessed the wilderness knowledge I'd been searching for. As a coyote teacher, grandfather never answered questions directly, but made us work for knowledge, demanding complete mastery of each skill before teaching the next. He shared stories of the Scouts, an elite medicine society of wilderness masters who had refined tracking into an intense science, identifying over 5,000 pressure releases that revealed intimate details about the trackmaker. This accumulated wisdom from countless generations was passed to me with the understanding that I would preserve and transmit this knowledge. Your problem is not that you are watching the land in the wrong way, Grandfather explained, but that you do not know what land to watch. Tracking and awareness are inseparable. One without the other leaves us blind to the full story. As my tracking knowledge grew, I discovered the reciprocal relationship between all living things in their intricate dance. A track is never isolated, but reflects the entire world around it, recording actions and reactions that connect to countless others. When we truly track, we connect to the animal's consciousness, feeling its hunger, apprehension, and movements within ourselves. Imagine walking through a forest and sensing exactly what made a deer pause hours earlier, what caught its attention, and why it changed direction. This isn't mystical, it's the natural result of reading the physical evidence left behind. Through tracking, our awareness expands from the animal to the landscape it inhabited, touching something much larger than ourselves. What happened here? And what is this telling me? These questions form the core of Grandfather's teaching about the eye of the tracker, the ability to read vast information from the landscape at a glance. I learned this not through lecture, but experience. After exploring a fire-damaged area of the Pine Barrens, Grandfather challenged us to find dinner at the site of the big grandfather pine. We searched in vain, seeing no large pines. When we gave up, he led us to a clearing and asked what seemed unusual about the surrounding trees. I finally noticed the young pines had no branches facing the clearing, revealing the ghost of a once mighty tree whose shadow had stunted their growth. Our dinner waited at the clearing center, where the ancient tree had stood. The clearing and small trees are tracks, Grandfather explained, concentric rings telling of things present and past. From then on, everything in creation became a track, each element telling its story. Now, even on brief walks from my house, I can spot where rabbits fed, raccoons foraged, and read countless other tales written on the landscape, all without breaking stride. Tracking isn't about exceptional vision. It's an accessible science, an art, driven by passionate observation. Even legally blind trackers can succeed using touch alone. The practice engages our pattern-recognizing right brain with pressure releases, soil's response to foot pressure, serving as the fundamental concept. Like geologists reading rock formations, trackers interpret these miniature landscape features to reveal movement stories. When a foot meets soil, it creates impression walls that form distinct patterns based on pressure and movement. Natural tracks have sloping walls, and as pressure increases against them, specific formations emerge, Light pressure creates rising ridges. Moderate force produces crests that bend toward the track center. Higher pressure causes crest crumbles, where the formation collapses inward. During turns, caves form as feet dig under walls, while sudden stops and sharp turns create plates, large disks of earth that split and slide upward. When I asked Grandfather about a mink track's age, he pointed to a fresh deer track, saying, "This track will teach you the age of the mink tracks." After watching the deer track deteriorate for a full day, I saw it match the mink track's condition, revealing it was one day old. This lesson demonstrated what Grandfather expected, complete dedication to tracking. There's no substitute for dirt time, hours studying tracks and pressure mechanics. Each pressure release appears in 8 sizes proportional to track depth, measuring intensity and direction. Secondary pressure releases overlay the primaries, showing subtle adjustments and balance shifts. This system lets trackers detect minute changes in movement and weight distribution. Tracks reveal both physical movements and the mental state of their makers. Track depth patterns indicate an animal's head position. Equal heel/toe depth shows neutral alertness. Deeper heels suggest heightened alertness, and deeper toes indicate feeding or sniffing. Toe ridge pressure releases even capture subtle movements like swallowing. Emotions leave distinct track signatures. Depression appears as dragging feet, joy as bouncy steps, fear as erratic patterns, and anger as rigid, forceful impressions. Even thought processes show in tracks. Considering a right turn creates hesitation marks, rightward pressure, and stronger right foot strikes. Master trackers can interpret these physical manifestations of mental states through careful observation of these subtle signs. Tracking is underutilized in search and rescue and police work, despite being crucial evidence. Law enforcement typically stops at shoe type and size, merely the beginning for skilled trackers. This isn't due to incompetence, but lack of training, with many viewing tracking as romantic art rather than science. Every law enforcement agency needs a trained tracker, as no two people leave identical pressure releases. These function like fingerprints. In forest settings, debris compressions are essential. Look for dents below the natural debris height. Then examine broken or bent materials within these compressions. On hard surfaces, dust and grit compressions reveal tracks through visual contrast. Tracks appear dull on shiny surfaces and shiny on dull surfaces. Sideheading, viewing tracks from a severe angle with your cheek against the surface, reveals these subtle signs on any terrain.